They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Going to be one of the quiet Tuesdays of the entire fall because there just isn't a press conference today. Are you sad?
No, because we're 2 weeks away. We weren't going to learn anything anyway this far away. If you hope to get a tidbit, maybe early next week, but I would think you're going to hear zero this week.
Next week, the press conference will be on Monday. So we're going to have a psychotic Monday next week with Coach Pelini and Merck and Morris and all football next Monday. And then, of course, the game at Missouri on Thursday. There's a little college football this Thursday, Colorado, West Virginia.
Or just West Virginia playing.
Well, yeah, anyway, it'll be right here on ESPN. We'll see if the Hawken boys can get two in a row. Coming up on the show today, we will talk some Husker football. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com and one of my Facebook friends will join us on the program today.
Doug, something I found interesting on the Fox Sports website, they have developed a college football rankings. They've come out, and so obviously I'm looking for Nebraska, so I start at 10, I pan down, and I'm like, you know, we're not even, you know, basically that was my first thought, we're not even in this poll. I go, well, I must have missed them. So I scroll my deal back up to 10. No, not in 10. I'm like, well, who do these jokers have at the top? And all of a sudden, as I go to the top, I go, there's the Nebraska Cornhuskers at number 6 in the collegefootballnews.com power rankings for week 4.
Is that a fan-based deal?
No. No. It is not a fan-based deal. Alabama's Crimson Tide head up this list. Basically, they say that, hey, if Tim Tebow's healthy, then Florida's probably the number one team in the land. But without him, we think Alabama, both sides of the football, are the best team in the land. 2, the Florida Gators. 3, the Texas Longhorns. 4, the Virginia Tech Hokies. 5, Auburn Tigers. And 6, your Nebraska Cornhuskers. I'll just read you what it says after this. Why the ranking is too high? If you don't believe in Virginia Tech, then you don't give that much credit for that tough loss in Blacksburg. Basically, the Huskers lost to the one great team they played, and it won the Sun Belt title, beating the teams it beat. And then it's got the stats and stuff. Rounding out that top 10, Iowa at number 7, TCU at number 8, Houston at 9, and Boise State at 10. So I just heard yesterday everybody kind of bashing the ratings out there saying, how in the world can Nebraska stay where they were?
Where's Oklahoma?
Everybody with a big shakeup. Oklahoma? Oklahoma, you ask. Kansas is at 12. Missouri at 16. The Oklahoma Sooners are at 17. What it says behind Oklahoma?
All right, well, you know, that's fine. That's fine. I hope those guys are right. That'll make it a lot more fun over the next couple of months. Maybe we'll get some reaction. Well, speaking, Tony, of just things that are just psychotic, 2 retired NFL players are continuing their multi-million dollar legal battle with video game maker Electronic Arts Incorporated, better known as EA Sports. Hall of Fame defensive back Herb Adderley and running back Jim Brown, who's always looking to keep quiet, are seeking to file a friend of the court brief supporting a lawsuit filed against EA by a former collegiate player. We all know that former collegiate player as Sam Keller. Why do they keep saying former Nebraska quarterback? Can't they say former Arizona State quarterback, Sam Keller? I mean, really, where did he have better games? Arizona State. He accuses the video game maker and NCAA of using college players' images without permission in NCAA football and NCAA basketball video games. EA and the NCAA argue they have a free speech right to use the images. Now, Adderley, the NFL guy, recently settled a lawsuit on behalf of hundreds of NFL retirees for $26.25 million that involved EA. A jury agreed last year that EA and the union used their images without compensation. So this thing is not a fluke. And maybe Sam Keller's going to get something out of this. Yeah, there you go.
By the way, Sam Keller, a bartender now in Phoenix area. True story. Good for him. Great profession.
Oh!
Nothing wrong with that, Sam. He got to try with the Raiders. How bad is he?
Was it even really a tryout?
Well, I mean, you'd have thought, I mean, hell, Joe Gans could have went in there and been better than Jamarcus Russell.
I was just about to say, you get a tryout for the Raiders and you can't beat Jamarcus Russell, you're pretty bad.
What are they got, like, three tires swinging on their practice field? Okay, guys, first contest is 10 yards. We'll back you up 5 after you hit if you can at least hit the tire. Yeah, whatever.
1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. That is going to be that's the number you're going to need for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, because I think today it's a potpourri. It is a potpourri. That's correct, a potpourri. Tri-City Storm coach Drew Schenick is going to join us on the show Thursday. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com Thursday. Got a full show tomorrow, our UNK Loper Link, Bob Jensen from Husker Land Prep, and...
Yeah, former Nebraska offensive lineman Eric Wiegert set to join us as well.
What's going on this week? Why are we talking to Eric?
Well, Eric's involved with the Touchdown Club, and they're having
the lesser of the Wiegert boys.
Eric and Zach both should be on hand at the Riverside Country Club. And there's a Touchdown Club function going on in which Marvin Sanders is going to be delivering the main program. Should be several former Huskers there. Should be a great night. That going on Thursday at Riverside Golf Course. So a perfect opportunity to get out and see some of the guys, listen to the coaches, see what they have to say. And we're going to visit with Eric about that.
Tri-City Storm have made a trade.
Big trade from what I hear before the show.
Derek, you want to break it down?
Yeah, it's not too bad of a trade there. Actually, our first-round pick, Justin DiMartino, got sent off, along with Matt Kinman, who I'm not sure got a whole lot of playing time. They were sent to Waterloo for defenseman Tyler Ambergy and forward Matt Johnson. The defenseman Tyler Ambergy was Waterloo's first-round pick, so it's kind of a first-round pick for first-round pick type deal.
What are you hearing about Justin DiMartino? Why would you trade a number one pick before we ever played a game here?
I'm not sure if they weren't happy with this play up to this point, or if they thought they could get value out of him like this. Maybe we needed the extra defenseman. I'm not real sure on the inside, on the whole inside thoughts of the trade. But from the outside, I mean, it looks like a pretty equal trade across the board.
Storm need a little help there, and maybe that'll shore up both teams a little bit. They open the USHL regular season on the road Saturday at Omaha. You can hear the game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We have emails. Looks like I'm going to get bashed today. Looks like you're going to get bashed today.
Okay, I got to set something straight after yesterday, too. And not with you, because I don't have a problem with anything. I don't think we got in a fight yesterday. My whole two-point conversion deal with the Lopers and saying I needed a headset, if you don't have I was reminded twice yesterday, if you couldn't make the extra point, why am I just assuming it's a gimme to go out there? Okay, fair point. I concede that point. Yeah, I guess you would just start going for two every time then. Fair enough. I was wrong on that.
I just really don't care. You know, I guess that kind of stuff comes up in playoff situations and things like that. I don't know. This was something you were running with. All right, here we go. Aaron and Carney. Did you proofread this?
No.
Yeah, imagine that. Doug, you always get on Nebraska fan for just jumping to conclusions because of only one thing or maybe two events. Yesterday you said Robert Griffin III would go down as the most overrated player in the Big 12. Really? You may be right, but he's only a sophomore and he still has 2 years left. I understand he plays in Waco, Texas, and yes, I have been there, and yes, it is the armpit of the earth, but he is a special player and he will come back next year and the year after to put Baylor football on the NCAA map. You just wait and see. Most of what you're saying there, Aaron, probably true. And as usual, you really, if you were trying to make a point in running me over, I'm not seeing where it was. I did not say he would be the most overrated player in Big 12 history. I said he was the most overhyped player coming into the year and probably thus would be overrated this year. And unfortunately, he got hurt. And that I'm not saying, oh, yep, he was overrated because he got hurt, because that you can't make that assessment. He just didn't get a chance. The bottom line is, for all the preseason hype, he will not even be mentioned at the end of the year. I mean, there will be no blip, and unfortunately, it's because of an injury. Hopefully, he gets better. You never want to see that. Now, Aaron says, Daddy, last week you had the Ravens first in your power rankings, and I laughed at you, along with everybody I know. But you are right. I'm jumping on the Ravens bandwagon. They now have a great offense to go with that amazing defense that they have always had. Ray Lewis is still doing his thing. How old is he, 47? The team is very scary to anyone that plays them.
All hail. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you.
And finally, Aaron says, last thing, guys. How in the hell was that, and I think it's, who was the Jace?
Dean.
Dean. He did not the right name, Aaron, but Jace Dean, a penalty. All he did was what every gunner in the nation, no matter what level, high school, college, pros, is taught to do. That's run down the field as hard as you can with your hair on fire and make a play legally. And that's exactly what he did. It's a shame that the refs took that away from him. Go Royals and Huskers, and Cow Turd is still an ass. Aaron Carney.
Well, I don't think no one's taking that play away. He got a 15-yard penalty. The play was still made.
Yeah, and we're talking about the fumbled punt return by Louisiana Lafayette Saturday that was obviously overturned because of a 15-yard penalty leading with the helmet.
I mean, you're still going to see that play on the season-end highlights. It'll still be there.
They probably, when they get together and watch film, there probably was a little bit cheering going on right there. So that's what you've got. Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com is going to join us here in just a couple of moments. I'm watching Monday Night Football last night. I'm afraid Dallas just isn't very good, and Carolina's really not good. But Dallas is 2-1, and that's better than Pittsburgh. That's better than Tennessee. That's better than a lot of teams that people thought were going to be good this year.
What's happened to the run game from Dallas has been the strength by far. What's happened though to Barber? Why is all of a sudden Choice and Felix Jones? Barber does good things, but don't you expect him to get the majority of carries? I understand that, but even in the last two games, he wasn't what he was before. Has he entered the season?
You know he was hurt, right?
He has, but he hasn't been hurt this whole year. Has he?
Let's see, we played three games. He had a really good opening night. Then he got hurt last week, and then he didn't play last night. I don't know what you're
I just think for Choice to come in.
I don't know, Felix Jones looked
Felix
pretty good.
Went down last night, I think, too, though. I think he's got an injury as well.
They're different style backs. I think Felix Jones and Choice are much similar.
Can you pinpoint exactly, Derek, where in the history of the show Tony turned into Mr. Negative and I am Mr. Positive?
I'd have to go back to some podcasts, but
it just continues. It's been going on for at least a month, like since the start of the football season. You become angry.
I have no
everything's negative.
I am not negative.
Why'd we go for two? Why is Tashard Choice in the game? We should be ranked fifth in the country. I don't know, Mr. Negative. We're going to bring some positive outlook to the show. Sean Callahan's going to join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
They already wrote the book on sports bars in Central Nebraska, and now Balls adds another chapter with Live Music Thursday nights. Live Music Thursdays provides a soundtrack to add to the menu, overflowing with incredible food, drinks, an amazing assortment of TVs, signed memorabilia. Live Music Thursday. It took Balls to show everyone how a sports bar is done. Balls Sports Bar. Balls between the malls, Grand Island.
This day in sports, September 29th, 1954, Willie Mays made the catch of a lifetime. Late in Game 1 of the World Series with the score tied 2-2 and Cleveland threatening, Vic Wirtz blasted a drive to deep center. But somehow, with his back to the plate near the 460-foot sign at the Polo Grounds, Mays made the play.
There's a long drive, way back, back, it is scored! Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet.
And that's what happened this day in sports.
This is the home for college football.
This is a silent football game, and I wish you were here.
Pro football.
Touchdown!
And the World Series.
One constant through all the years has been baseball. Baseball. Mark the time.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high near 69 with southeast winds from around 5 to 15. We'll stay clear into tonight with a low in the mid-40s with southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sean Callahan going to join us in just a little bit. But as you can tell, the weather's starting to turn, and you're seeing the coach, you're seeing the sweatshirts, you're seeing the hats out at the football games and the cross-country meets. Where are they looking so good? Where are they getting that? Duh. Misco's.
Bricks.
They walk down the bricks. They go, huh, there's Misco's. That's where all the cool stuff is. Huskers, Lopers, Bearcats, Stars, local teams, there for you. And they make you look good. They're comfortable. They're affordable. Steve and the gang. Well, let me just put it this way. If they were sticking it to you, you think they'd been there for over 125 years? No! Unbelievable! That's why they have been around longer than any sporting goods store in the Tri-Cities. Check it out, Misco Sports. They've got plenty of college and NFL hoodies to choose from as well. A great selection of hats. Maybe you still need a new baseball cap to support your team as they head into the playoffs. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We're down to the final week. As they've been talking all morning, Detroit and Minnesota play a doubleheader today. A big doubleheader because it could determine how the season ends up here. What's the odds of a split? And we're right back where we are.
A little playoff action.
That's probably all Detroit. They would take that today. They want to sweep it and get it over with. But that's going on. And, you know, I just look up last night, Monday Night Football and the Royals game. Yankees got the bases loaded. I wonder what's going to happen here. Bam! I mean, is it even a shock?
Bam.
Anybody's, who is it? Like this 12th best player on the bench came in and hit a home run. Grand slam, Royals. Bleh. Yankees 8-2. So there you go. That's what's going on in the world of baseball. Hey, don't forget, folks, some fans listening to this radio program going to get a chance to go to the Texas Tech game in style for ESPN Radio Superstation Superfans. Nebraska, Texas Tech, free use of an RV, State Fair Park, all the hookups, $500 in food from our friends at Schroeder's. All you have to do to find out all the information is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. It's brought to you by Schroeder Smoke Foods, Rich & Sons Camper Sales, Sun Heat, and your friends here at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Find out all the details on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bahamasbeat.com. Well, no football this Saturday for the Huskers. And so live from the Bahamas, because evidently there's some two-star down there, Sean Callahan joins us. Hey, Sean.
He's actually a three-star, right, Doug?
Well, this week, when you come back, you'll probably knock him down a notch, right?
Yeah, this is kind of a weird week, though, not having anything to do. I mean, we only had to be at practice one day this week, so I'm kind of sitting around my house trying to figure out what I should be doing.
Oh, I think we have an idea what's going on. Wedding plans, people. That's what's going on with Sean Callahan.
We've gotten that taken care of, too, but I did a lot of that. I've already got a lot of that done, so this week I don't have to do it. I do have to go to a bridal show, though, coming up, or one of those shows at the Mid-America Center coming up in a couple weeks.
Let me guess, it's like on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Bartender.
Starts at 10 in the morning, though, so, like, I mean, I'll be able to at least watch the Chiefs get pounded that day.
Yeah, you'll make it by the Sunday night game, maybe. You'll make it by. Let's talk a little Husker football with Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. Sean, Daddy brought up an interesting article at the start of the program. Which website was that? Fox has Nebraska
ranked. College Football News.
College Football News has Nebraska ranked sixth in the country.
Well, I mean, it's a little generous, I guess, but if I find it hard to believe if they would have beat Virginia Tech, I think they'd be in that 8-9 range. I don't think they would have jumped up at that as high in the poll. I mean, as a 6. I mean, Virginia Tech gets the love of being the highest one-loss team right now because their one loss is to Alabama, and then they've bounced back with two huge wins over Nebraska and Miami. I mean, Nebraska needs to have a quality win underneath their belt before they could really get the love. I mean, I think everybody knows it's a good team, and they've shown that they have the potential to be a really good team. But if they win in Missouri and, you know, win out in Waco and take care of Texas Tech, then this team obviously jumps up, you know, pretty high in this poll. And that Oklahoma game in Lincoln's all of a sudden looking like a pretty big game down the road.
Sean, everybody's still wondering after Saturday, Asante Thanaris, what's their injury update status to your knowledge?
Well, you know, everybody I've talked to seems to think Thanaris tore his ACL, but Bo Pelini didn't say that yesterday on the Big 12 coaches' conference call. In fact, he didn't say much of anything during his interview session yesterday with us. But, you know, the question is, if it is indeed the ACL injury with Thanaris, can he get that year back and apply? He's never used a redshirt year. This happened in the fourth game, and I've heard so many different rulings on how the medical redshirt works. Is it 30% of the total games? Is it 20%? Is it four games? So I don't know if he's going to be able to get that or not. I'm sure Nebraska will apply to get him that eligibility back if he's indeed out for the year. As for Larry Asante, he'll be back. He hurt his foot, I believe his ankle, left ankle, on that interception return, and Bo said yesterday, and from what everyone I've talked to, he'll be ready to go for the game against Missouri.
What does this mean, as you said, Coach's conference yesterday with the Big 12? He felt, and of course he's going to say he feels good about the safety position. What's the honest truth there? Who takes his spot, Thanaris' spot?
Well, I think P.J. Smith is somebody you look at, even in Eric Haig. He's the nickel corner, but he's a safety too. But if anybody gets the opportunity, I would say P.J. Smith is the guy that could benefit from this the most. Down the road, they love this kid. He's a redshirt freshman. He's 6'2", 210, 215, very physical. He came from a very good program in John Curtis in New Orleans, the same school that produced Joel McKnight, USC's starting running back. So they're high on this kid and his future in the program.
Sean, after Saturday night, as they look at Missouri, are there immediate concerns or concerns in which what are you worried about? I guess as you look ahead to the Missouri Tigers.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, I think Nebraska is going to be able to move the ball on them. I didn't see anything from their defense this season yet that doesn't lead me to believe that Nebraska is not going to be able to run their offense and move the ball on them. I guess the only thing you'd be concerned is the games on the road. How's Zach Lee going to react to the atmosphere down there? But defensively, I just think it's tough to get pressure on their quarterback in that system. You know, no one really got pressure on Chase Daniel in the past, and the teams that did, those were the teams that beat them. And I think Nebraska has the front four that they can get pressure on Gabbert, but it remains to be seen. I don't think he hasn't seen even close to the type of front four he's going to see against Nebraska. The question will be, can the guys in coverage hold up, knock some balls down, make some plays, because they're going to need a big game back there. You know, they find good, they find ways to create matchup problems with guys like Denario Alexander and some of the big playmakers from Missouri.
Obviously, the name that comes to mind right there is Lance Thorell.
He's the dime guy. He's the dime corner.
We're going to start to see a few more of these guys, right, as we get into the Big 12, because the explanation at the beginning of the year was we were going against teams that we weren't going to have to use the dime.
Well, yeah, they haven't really used it. I mean, Philip Dillard became more of a focal point in the last few weeks because of the fact they saw more base. Eric Haig is a nickel guy, but you know, the dime corner isn't someone that we've seen very much of, and it remains to be seen. I mean, it looks like Lance Thorell's that guy, but, you know, John Gomes has looked good in the time he's played. And even Alfonso Dennard, you know, he basically replaced Anthony West after West got beat on a ball in that game this past Saturday against Lafayette. Dennard's a guy that, you know, I expect to play more as the conference games roll along.
Sean, which one of the newcomers, or give us a couple, three names that have really impressed you to this point?
Well, on defense, Cameron Meredith. I mean, you count him as a newcomer. He's a redshirt freshman. Just what he's brought as a redshirt freshman. I also have been impressed just with the poise of Sean Fisher and Will Compton. I think those two guys, you know, for the age they are, they're going to be special players down the road. On offense, you know, you got to go Rex Burkhead. He's got 25 touches for 146 yards and two touchdowns this year in limited time. And I think, you know, he's a rising star in this program. He's shown that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can return punts. He makes moves in the open field. I just think he's going to be a really good player here down the road as he continues to get more involved in this offense.
Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from HuskersIllustrated.com. We've talked Nebraska injuries. How are injuries throughout the Big 12? Robert Griffin, Sam Bradford, there's probably some others you can fill in around here too. How is that affecting the Big 12 race now? Because things all of a sudden look a little different.
Yeah, it's totally wide open. And, you know, I'll be really interested to see what Oklahoma does this weekend. Part of me thinks that they shouldn't worry about playing Sam Bradford in Miami, especially if he hasn't practiced yet this week. I don't know if he's going to if he practices today, that will be a big telling point if he'll play in that game. But I guess you can look at it from two ways. Does Oklahoma think they have a legit chance to still win the national championship? If so, they have to win this game. If their main focus is to win the Big 12, they probably need Sam to be ready to go for that game against Texas, you know, in Dallas in a couple weeks. And with what's happened over the last few weeks, Oklahoma is definitely still in the mix for the national championship if they're able to win in Miami and obviously take care of Texas.
Sean, everybody thought heading into the season it was Nebraska, Kansas in the north. Out of Kansas, kind of a lackluster start to their weak non-conference.
Yeah, Kansas, I mean, they've played a better non-conference schedule, I think, than they have in the past. I mean, Southern Miss is probably the best team in Conference USA, along with Houston, obviously. But Southern Miss is a decent program with Larry Fedora. I mean, Duke's a BCS school. I know it's nothing spectacular.
Right.
I think they played UTEP with Mike Price. So it wasn't as bad as that one year where they ran the table on, you know, I think where they're 12-1 or 13-1 in the Orange Bowl or whatever the record
right.
was. But yeah, they definitely show their defense is vulnerable, though. Southern Miss ran up and down the field on them, and it was a shootout type of game. And that's what Nebraska, I think what they do well is they stop people, you know, giving up only, 6 points a game right now as a defense. And on top of that, they run the ball. You know, they do those two things, and not too many teams in this Big 12 conference outside of an Oklahoma can say they can, maybe even a Texas. And Texas can't run the ball very well yet. Nebraska does some things that other teams in this league can't do right now.
Sean Callahan with us for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, Sean made the name for himself hitting the recruiting trail, and supposedly a few of the coaches are out on the recruiting trail here since there's no practice till tomorrow. What can you tell us from that standpoint? Because there was a few guys in this weekend. I'm sure they're looking at a few more.
Well, I know John Papuch is a guy that told me they saw him on a plane going to New Orleans on Sunday. Ted Gilmore was on a flight headed to Denver on Sunday. Trying to think of some other names I've heard, but the staff is definitely using these days because they don't have another bye week. So this is the time of the year, other than, you know, right after that Colorado game, where they can go out and do some in-season stuff. They can make school stops. They can get academic records. They can pick up new film, et cetera. So this is a busy week for the coaches. where they really utilized Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they'll be back for practice on Wednesday and Thursday, I imagine. Some coaches will probably still be out, though. They'll have to really take advantage of this time out on the road this week and make sure they're really using these days to the maximum.
You expect any other commits shortly?
You know, all the visitors that were in, eight guys came in, no commitments. We've talked to everyone now of the weekend, and kind of the same message. I was really impressed, but I still want to make sure I check my other options. And you can't blame kids for saying that, because for a lot of these guys, this was their first official visit. And if you're a highly touted guy with several offers, you know, more than likely the advice you're going to be getting from your parents and your high school coach is, hey, you've got 20 offers. There's no need to commit after your first visit. Make sure you check what else is out there. So sometimes getting that early visit is a good thing, but sometimes it can be a bad thing because you might be the first visit and a guy still might take a few more after that. I mean, Ray Malalug, I still remember, he loved his visit to Nebraska when he came, but that was his first trip, and he ended up taking visits to USC and Oregon and committed to USC. So you can get a guy here, a big-time guy, but if they're going to keep taking more visits, it can be difficult to keep that taste of the Nebraska visit in their mouth throughout the entire recruiting process.
Sean, as always, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you in Lincoln next week.
All right, I'm ready to go fishing this week. I got some time, Daddy, so give me a call.
I'll give you a shout.
All right, guys.
See you, Sean. Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So they're going to be looking for stuff to talk about here for the next week.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see some of the stuff that fills the papers, talked about here on the air and on the blogs and all that.
Let's hope they don't get stuff to talk about.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's where you're going to see some fill coming up. And I guess it's good that there's not a ton to talk about, especially on the negative side. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more email, Troutman's Tuesday trivia, all that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's an IRS news release that even my beloved Buckeye fans need to hear. New law offers special tax breaks for small businesses. Act now and save. Talk about a response. People are starting small businesses, even working from home businesses. And many are using LegalZoom.com to incorporate. These new tax laws are that significant. And LegalZoom makes incorporating so easy and affordable. Even attorneys use them. Listen.
My name is Phil Tobolsky. I practice law here in New Jersey and decided to become a LegalZoom customer myself. Look, I'm an attorney. I could have filed my own LLC. I don't hesitate to tell clients that they can save money by doing their own common legal documents at LegalZoom.
Just like football fans are thinking about the next big game, think LegalZoom.com for business and personal legal documents. Incorporate now. Receive our corporate package with over 40 free legal business forms that save you thousands. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high near 69 with southeast winds from around 5 to 15. We'll stay clear into tonight with a low in the mid-40s with southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Cincinnati Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On this Tuesday edition, no press conference today, so we will not be shipping you off to Lincoln to hear from Coach Bo Pelini. As Sean Callahan said, Coach didn't have a whole lot to say yesterday during the Big 12 conference call, and I don't think there was a whole lot outside of getting the injury update on Asante and Thanars on what's going on out there. So probably be kind of quiet on that scene, as we'll be looking more to a little volleyball, a little high school. By the way, got some updates on some polls. Hastings College and UNK moving on up. We'll talk about that right after Daddy gives us our Dynagrow report for the day.
Well, so you talk about this Dynagrow seed selection process. They've got thousands screening. They've got hundreds in advanced testing. 100 local environment testing, 25 pre-commercialized testing, 15 to 12 in a selected for Dynagrow lineup. All that gives you the yields which they put on your farming operations. All those like 57 V38, 57 V07, 58 V72. The SmartStax hybrids are now available for your farming operation. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Hey, you don't know who that is? That's the regional number. That's not your local guy. 1-800-652-9298. Whether you're looking for soybeans, maybe you need a short-term soybean, maybe you need a longer-term soybean. They've got it all. Dynagrow seed is where it's at. Maybe you're looking for some alfalfa. They've got Everlast alfalfa. It's in the family as well. Corn, soybeans, sorghum, alfalfa. They've got it all. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer. New varieties out for next year, plus ask them about the 60-60-60 program, among other cash discounts available today with Dynagrow.
A lot of the polls are out, and UNK is 26th in the Division II coaches poll this week. They move up to 18th in D2.com media poll this week. Hastings College is up to number 17 in the coaches poll this week. In college football, in volleyball, Nebraska slides four spots to number 10. They do have the player, the rookie of the week, in Hannah Wirth. Strange. You can go 0-2 and get a player of the week honor, but good for her. And then in Division II, UNK is 8th for the third straight week. UNO is 15th. Metro State is 18th. But the Lopers sweep the awards in the RMAC Volleyball Conference this week. Erica Burson, the Offensive Player of the Week. Caitlin Heiserman, the Defensive Player of the Week. And Cola Sveck is the Libero of the Week. And I think we're going to have Coach Rick Squires. That's not official, but I believe we're going to be talking with him on our Loper Link tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. They've got three straight home games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Eric Sheely of the UNK is the Nebraska Division II Defensive Player of the Week. And in volleyball, Erica Burson has picked up the Nebraska Player of the Week honor in Division II.
I know Nebraska Kearney is playing much better football, but seem to get recognized much more than they have in the past, too. I mean, heck, last year Jake Mandelka would have a 2-3 interception game, and then all of a sudden, no honors. Well, he wasn't even all RMAC team at the end of the year. He was all district team and all American honorable mention, but wasn't on that all RMAC team. So I think some people starting to get recognized finally.
Strange, isn't it? Is it strange?
Well, you like to see the kids put in so much time and so much work that you like to see them get recognized. And heck, they got a great run going right now. So keep it rolling, boys. So that's there.
We talked yesterday about who the worst team in the National Football League was. Every week, Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald, Kurt McKeever, the Lincoln Journal Star, ranked the Big 12 teams. Obviously, Texas is number one in all, but 12 is different just about every week. Who's the worst team in the Big 12 right now, Tony?
Kansas State losing Louisiana Lafayette. How's that happen? They were rotten. I got to say Kansas State.
Okay.
Who do you say?
Well, I don't know. They're 2-2. I don't know. Iowa State's 3-1, and about everybody's got them 10th or 11th. And then you've got Colorado that's just stinking it up, but at least they're playing some people. Heck, those teams seem to be bad enough that even A&M is getting some love. So,
well, in the next 3 weeks, is Baylor going to be a team we're talking about without Griffin? Down towards the bottom, like once again? Yeah. A cellar dweller? I mean, that's where they've been for so long.
1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number you're going to need to know for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. It's coming up in our last segment of the program today. Back to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Paintless Dent Repair. Check them out for a free estimate today on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Joseph says, yeah, Daddy's right. The Ravens are the best team. I saw they proved it last week by what they did to the Browns. No one has been able to do that to the Browns this year. Can you hear the sarcasm in this email? Joe from Kearney.
Yuck it up, Joe. Yuck it up. I had the Browns, or the I had the Ravens number one. Who agrees with Tony? Joe, maybe not you. Las Vegas does, and that's before I check that out.
Woo!
The favorite to win the Super Bowl. That'd be the number one team in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens.
What's Pro Football Weekly have, Tony? That's right. So, you know, whatever works with you, that's, you know, there's probably a lot of sources out there. So, yep, sure.
Uh-huh. Vegas would be number one, though, to me.
Whatever. Did you even watch the game last night?
Yeah, I guess see most of it.
In between CSI Miami and Big Brother?
2.5 Men.
There was also a lot of running going on yesterday at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
How many teams are involved in that deal?
A kabillion. I'll let you look up how many a kabillion is, but it's a lot. Here's your results on the boys' side. Millard West wins it. Kearney was in fourth. Lexington wins Class B, and Franklin Ibarra of Lexington, the individual medalist. Class C, Ogallala wins it. Gothenburg was third. And in Class D, Tri-County wins it, followed by Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Gibbon. Dylan Eckel of Gibbon is your individual champion. Jordan Potsuba of Hastings, St. Cecilia finished in second. On the ladies' side, Millard West was your winner. Seward was the winner in Class B. In Class C, Pierce is the winner. And in Class D, Eustace Farnham is the winner, followed by Kearney Catholic, Bertrand Loomis, and Gibbon. And Kenzie Copps, I believe, is the way you properly say that, from Bertrand Loomis, is the medalist. Must be from Loomis.
Must be.
Bertrand volleyball team won last night. There was some Monday volleyball. Centura also beat Loomis from the area, and there were a couple of Triangulars outside the area. There are a ton of great volleyball teams in the listening area. Tonight, we will be on the road to Minden. Minden, Gibbon, Holdridge, you can play a little volleyball on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. That gets underway at 5 o'clock. Just taking a look at some of the volleyball rankings, I'm going to look at the Lincoln Journal Star today. In Class A, Grand Island is ranked 8th. In Class B, Aurora 4th, Northwest is 5th. In Class C1, Grand Island Central Catholic number 1, Kearney Catholic number 2, St. Paul is 5th. In C2, Sutton and Sandy Creek are 1-2. Oh, ho, ho. Shelton is number 9. In D1, Palmer's 4th, Silver Lake is 6th, Ansley is 9th, and Amherst moves in at number 10. And in D2, unbeaten Clay Center is number 1. Giltner is 4th. Lawrence Nelson is 6th, according to the Lincoln Journal Star.
I'm thinking about 70 teams involved in that cross-country meet.
A kabillion. Let's go to the phone lines, Derek says.
Here's Ernie from Wood River, guys.
Ernie, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're trying to get through an hour of radio. I don't know.
You're doing a good job. You're keeping my interest up. I got a question, gentlemen. It's kind of out there, but I just wondered what the losing streak for the high school football team in Nebraska is. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but all I know is my beloved high school team right now is sitting at 29 games, and I was just curious. We're trying to find it. We can't find it. If you guys had any idea what that record is that no one wishes to own would be.
Boy, that's a good
question.
Off the top of my head, I'll tell you what, Ernie, we're going to go into this final break, and I'm pretty sure that I will be able to have the answer on the other side of the break. What do you think about that? You got it? Looks like,
I don't have it. I don't know. I've got several people looking. I can't find it, and I've got some other people looking, and they can't find it. And I thought, you know what? By dang, if anybody can do it, Doug and Daddy can do it.
Well, we put Derek on it, and he actually did come up with something for once. It looks like Winnebago from 1998 to 2005. Does it say how many games it is, Derek?
It doesn't say. Just has the years there.
Let's see. 98 to 2000. 8 years. So it'd be somewhere around 60 games.
okay.
In that ballpark, but it looks like the answer is Winnebago with the longest losing streak. We'll see if we can find out exactly how many games that is.
Who's your alma mater, Ernie?
No.
It ain't my alma mater. My alma mater is Wood River, but all my kids went. We transferred. We were in the Centurions, and I'd get crap about this because people from Wood River think I'm dissing them however they want to say it, but I'm not. We were in the Centura School District, moved into the Wood River School District, and we kept the kids, you know, instead of driving 4 miles to high school, we drove 17. So, my kids all graduated from Centura. Them kids are working their rear ends off, and they're trying hard, but they're just not being able to come up with a W, and they're going to do it. I have no doubt in my mind they're going to get that W and break this thing. But I had heard it was 33 games, and I thought there's no way. It's got to be more than that. We've gotten comments from the officials. The kids are out there. They're working their butts off, and they're trying, and they're going to get the W. I was just, you know, was wondering about that that losing streak and what it was.
All right, Ern. Hey, we appreciate the call. Take care.
Hey, thank you guys for looking that up.
You bet. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Salon Paw's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paw's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paw's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paw's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
October 1st, the Mongolian Grill in Kearney is introducing new menu items like beef noodle, grilled salmon, Mongolian beef, and more. You'll save a dollar when you try any new menu item during October. Of course, Mongolian Grill still offers their famous all-you-can-eat custom-created buffet with endless possibilities. Stir grill to perfection while you watch. Seafood buffet is also available weeknights and weekends. Try a new menu item in October and save a dollar at Mongolian Grill, located in the Vista Point Plaza across from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney.
Once again, it's time to save the pro's job. Come out to Indian Head now for the 7th annual Save the Pro's Job sale. Tom would like to come back, so take advantage of employee pricing discounts. Get out to Indian Head for a great deal on apparel and equipment. You'll find fall golf specials, for example. A foursome, pay three and the fourth is free. Or play three times yourself and the fourth time is free. Indian Head Golf Course, home of Central Nebraska's only global positioning system, where the fun never ends. Click on IndianHeadGolf.com.
This is the home for college football.
It's a sound football game, and I wish you were here.
Pro football.
Touchdown!
And the World Series.
One constant through all the years has been baseball. Baseball has marked the time.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high near 69 with southeast winds from around 5 to 15. We'll stay clear into tonight with a low in the mid-40s with southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition. A big show coming your way tomorrow. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, our Loper Link talking UNK Athletics, and Eric Wiegert is going to join us tomorrow on the show as well. Another Husker get-together in Grand Island this week. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk a little more Husker football Thursday. Drew Schenick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, as they get ready for the regular season. They've made a trade, as we talked about at the top of the show, switching some number one draft picks around. Also, Joe DeMeo coming up on Thursday with all of your fantasy football notes and questions. If you ever have a question that you want us to pass along to Joe, all you got to do is send it to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. On the air today, a $25 gift card coming your way. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. And the first correct caller to our variety of trivia questions, our potpourri of trivia questions, will get a chance to bring home, that's right, bring home a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Daddy, how are you feeling about this today? Because, as I said, it is a potpourri.
I think some of them are hard, and I think some of them are relatively handleable.
I'm writing that one down.
All right. All right, handle.
Handleable? Okay, all right. Write that down. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with today?
This is Bob.
Bob, how you doing? Here is the question. With the 300th, I mean, we love asking Nebraska trivia, and I think a lot of people like Nebraska trivia. You okay with Husker trivia?
We'll give it a try.
Okay, here we go. With the 300th consecutive sellout this past Saturday, many things took place at the University of Nebraska. But in what year, and I'll give you a one-year cushion here, in what year, and remember the streak started in 1962, what year did the first number one football team come into Lincoln to play? Oh, I'll give you a one-year cushion.
Streak?
During the streak.
Oh, let's go with 67.
No, that's not right, and not within a year. Thanks, Bob. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we talking to?
Keith.
Keith, you got one, Daddy?
I got
okay,
one.
Go ahead.
This Big 12 team, it's obvious because it's a Big 12 question, leads the Big 12 in rushing offense. Who is that Big 12 team?
Texas.
No, you're incorrect. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Keith. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Andy.
Andy, who is the career sack leader at the University of Nebraska?
Trev Alberts.
Andy brings it home. You know, you just never know which one's easy, which one's hard. Andy, hang on the line. Derek will get your information.
Andy, did you know who's leading the Big 12 in rushing?
Is it Kansas State?
No, it is Texas A&M, 244 yards per game.
Wow, that's scary. That's scary. Andy, hang on. We'll get your info. Thanks for calling today. And by the way, the streak started in 1962. The first number one team, which was Oklahoma, was the 72nd game of the streak in 1974. That was the first number one team in that streak to come to Nebraska. 13 years into the streak before a number one team visited Lincoln.
Only got one thing to say, it's weird, wild stuff.
Also, as I scan here, Oklahoma was the next number one team to come in game 97 in 1978. Not a lot of number one teams come into a Lincoln not named Oklahoma.
Who is the first team not named Oklahoma to come in number one?
I don't think anybody ever did. I think Oklahoma is the only number one team. Was USC? Was USC number one when they came here? I'm looking. Yeah, USC was number one when they came here. So there you go. I'll do some more checking on that. But we're out of time on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Congratulations to Andy. We want to thank Sean Callahan for joining us on the program today. What do you got, more?
Yeah, one email streaming in here late, guys.
Joe again says, Daddy, you are right again. Vegas is a good source. As I remember, if they were the only ones who had the Cardinals as Super Bowl favorites. Joe from Kearney.
Oh, thanks for the email, Joe. Appreciate that. Yeah, well, hey, who is the medalist from Bertrand, you said? Bertrand Loomis? Look that up for
Caps.
Oh, Kinsey Capps. Marlo. That's Marlo Capps from Elwood. That's his daughter.
I don't need this. I don't do it. You're not doing it.
Married to Jennifer
Holland. Well, I want to thank the fine folks that joined us, as we said, Sean Callahan on the program today, to our folks at Troutman Tuesday Trivia. And tomorrow, we've got a UNK Family 4-Pack to give away. You can go to volleyball. You can go to football. You can go to whatever home event you want to. We're going to be giving away some tickets to UNK Athletics. Also, Loper Link tomorrow to talk about UNK. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Former Husker Eric Wiegert will join us on the show tomorrow as well.
We'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial, and Kearney 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you then.